Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
I'm Sandy Max on Experience Wisconsin to bring you the delicious news of the return of Dine In Brookfield to tempt your taste buds. And joining me are Dustin Hicks, sales manager for Visit Brookfield.
Hi.
And Jacob Schermetzler, general manager of Bar Louie in Brookfield.
Hello.
Are you both excited about 8 days of people coming from all around and in town to enjoy a variety of restaurants?
Super excited. We're always happy to promote Brookfield.
You've been doing this how many years now?
This is going to be the third annual event.
Wonderful. And how many restaurants are participating, Dustin?
Right now we have 16 signed up. There's always some stragglers to come to play, but we're optimistic we'll have about 20.
Well, because it's a good party. October 29th through November 5th, a Wednesday to a Wednesday to get out and about and enjoy some good food. And Jacob, as the manager at Bar Louie, why did you want to be part of Dine In Brookfield?
I think it's a great way for residents of Brookfield and the surrounding areas to try places they may not have tried before. Everybody that is participating is offering certain deals or discounts or three-course meals at a special price. It's a great way for places to showcase what they do best.
And what do you like about it? Why do you feel Bar Louie has to be part of Dine In Brookfield?
I think, you know, we're always looking to expand our client or guest base, if you will. And it gives also, again, we're running a three-course meal that is unique to what our normal menu would be. So even our regular guests or people that frequent our business once a month or whatever the case may be, have an opportunity to try something that might be a little bit different than we've given them before.
What's the three-course meal?
We are actually offering two different options. There's a three-course food menu that is $30. It's a soup and salad of various different options, an entree and a dessert at the $30 price. Or if you would like to, for $35, you can do one of what Bar Louie makes unique, which is our specialty cocktails and martinis as a substitute for either the salad and soup or dessert. So a little bit more gets you a beverage of your choice, which we have a full roughly 30 specialty cocktails and martinis that are available.
I call that raising the bar.
Love it. Yes, absolutely.
What a great way to experience Bar Louie, like you said, in a different way. Get in the first time or for your loyal customers to experience Bar Louie in just a different way.
I agree.
And you are also bigger than just a restaurant. You're active if people want to have big events or have catering.
Most definitely, yes. We could do events up to 220 people. We do a lot of corporate dinners, company happy hours, birthday parties, bachelorette parties. We cater to any size group, any given time. I mean, they can just contact us, and we are very flexible on what we can offer people. So that's,
but
yes.
But food brings people together. And I love that Dine In Brookfield, this is that excuse to finally get that double date for a while because you are able to stretch your dollar. I mean, having a three-course meal for $30 or $35 three-course meal with, like you said, what Bar Louie is known for, a great cocktail to accompany that, I feel like that's a really good deal.
Absolutely. It is, most definitely.
What do you hope guests will take away after dining at Bar Louie on Dine In Brookfield Week?
Yeah, people that, again, might not have been to our location in a very long time or maybe ever before, I think they'll see that we are unique in the fact that we have a lot of different things that we can offer. If you want to watch a sporting event, like you want to have a date night or just hang out with some friends, we cater to all different things. It's not like we are one place for one particular a special event or anything like that. So that'll give people a lot of different options when they come to our place.
Now,
so,
Dustin, we've been talking about Bar Louie, which sounds like a crown jewel in Dine In Brookfield. There are other bars and restaurants that are participating, and you have a really fun way this year, a new way to get people out and about to try as many restaurants as possible.
Yeah, this year we've introduced a free mobile exclusive restaurant week pass powered by Bandwango. Guests can sign up online. The pass is instantly delivered via text or email. No app download is required. By checking in at the participating restaurant, diners can track their journey and earn points for a chance to win some special Visit Brookfield prizes, merchandise, and even restaurant gift cards.
We love prizes. What are some of those prizes, Dustin?
So we've got some fun stickers. We've got some Visit Brookfield swag, like bottle openers and t-shirts. And then most importantly, we have some actual gift cards to the participating restaurants.
And I will tell you, I did sign up on the Wang Dango. It's just fun to say, but it was just that easy. Went to the Visit Brookfield website. website, and you just put in your email and your cell phone, and it's already texted me. So I'm excited to use it myself to check in and try, because not only Bar Louie and some of the big names that I think we know, but what are some of the other local restaurants that are participating?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. I mean, honestly, it's a common belief that Brookfield is just home to a lot of chain restaurants, but I always love to challenge that idea. Where it truly makes our dining scene special is that unique blend of incredible local family-owned spots and exclusive, one-of-a-kind locations that you're only going to find here in Wisconsin. Brookfield's the proud home to many amazing restaurants like these, like Maxim's, the Red Mill Inn, Cafe Mana, Casablanca, Bullwinkle's, the Elbow Room, and the Shawarma House.
And listen to that variety of cuisines as well.
Right. I just want to throw in that, in addition, Brookfield is the only place in Wisconsin you're going to find some popular chains like a Bar Louie, like a Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, like the Pivot Room at Whirly Ball, and we have the only sit-down Lou Malnetti's in the state.
There you go. Dine in Brookfield. What are the dates and how can we get more info, Dustin?
The dates are going to be Wednesday, October 29th through Wednesday, November 5th. And you can go to visitbrookfield.com, click on the Dine In tab, and you can get a list of the participating restaurants. You can sign up for that free, easy-to-use mobile passport that we just spoke about, and you can take a look at all the different prizes.
Excellent. I wish you and everyone listening a happy Dine In Brookfield from October 29th through November 5th. Dustin Hicks, sales manager for Visit Brookfield, and Jacob Schermetzler, general manager of Bar Louie in Brookfield. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
I'm Sandy Mack. Stay tuned for more Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ.